Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome again to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from our usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, and instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inwards and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you are doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position, sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes or keep them open, but just have a soft gaze and rest your eyes on only one object. Now bring your attention inward to explore what's right here, right now, by listening to your guidance as best you can. Not so much doing, but just receiving with curiosity and with kindness. And let's see what happens. So the bell is the invitation to let go of whatever was happening before and just be present right here, right now. And we can check in and notice, how is it right now? How is it in the mind? The mood of the mind? The energy? Calm, agitated? Curious? Bored? And the body? How does the body feel? Tense or relaxed? Restless or calm? Collapsing? However it is, the body is like this. The mind is like this. Not judging, just noticing how it is. And for the next few minutes, I invite you to explore the mind and body experience of the concept of balance. So the invitation is to invite the mind to be receptive to the subtle sense of balance in the body. How do you experience balance in the body? If you're sitting or standing, maybe you feel the spine balanced on the hips. Or maybe you feel the head balanced on the spine. Maybe the body feels balanced or at rest or at ease if you're sitting in a chair and supported. Or if you're standing, maybe the body feels balanced on two legs. Maybe it doesn't feel balanced. We can notice that too. So this is the exploration. Does the body feel balanced? The mind perceives the body's feeling of balance or imbalance or stability. How do you know when the body's in balance? If the body feels in balance, how does the mind feel? Does it feel balanced too? Can it rest? Can it be contented? So noticing that there is a place in the body where it's in balance. It may just be the head resting on the shoulders or the body resting on the two standing legs. There's some sense of balance or rest, stability. Can you sense it any amount? And in noticing it, does it allow the mind to be in balance, the mind to rest, the mind to be contented? And what does that feel like? If things feel out of balance, What might change that? What feels out of balance? Is it a stability problem? Is it that the mood of the mind is so restless that we feel out of balance no matter how stable the body is? And if that's the case, can we invite contentment, the possibility of contentment or ease? But if the body is in balance, if the mind is in balance, can we be grateful for that? The subtle sense of ease or contentment that comes from a sense of balance. This can be subtle, but it can also be very important. We sometimes say, my life feels out of balance. Well, can we notice what's in balance right here, right now? What's the sensation of a sense of balance in the body? Can we invite awareness of that? A place of rest or contentment? Not having to work to hold steady. It may just be the hands resting in the lap. Maybe that's the only place that feels balanced, but can we notice that? And in noticing balance in the body, can we notice balance in the mind? Or can we notice if the mind is off chasing thoughts or ideas or running around, and if it makes us feel imbalanced? So this is just paying attention to how it is right now, how it feels in the mind and the body. And noticing if there's any sense of ease, balance, contentment, rest, right here, any amount. Just by paying attention. So the bell invites us to bring the awareness back to the surface again, and just noticing how it is right now, in the mind and the body. How is the mind, the mood of the mind, sense of energy in the body, and maybe something you might have noticed. Was this easy or hard? Did it feel useful or did it feel frustrating? And just noticing. We don't have to judge it, we just notice. It tells us something about ourselves and how we are with ourselves in the world. So whatever your experience was, I just invite you to do this exploration again another time to see if the results are the same or different. Or if nothing else, if it didn't feel useful at all, maybe this just gave you a little break from your day's activities. So thanks for joining me once again and being curious about what's going on right here, right now. And I invite you to take the pause into your life and pay attention moment to moment to see what you might learn about yourself and the world and how to live with a little more ease and balance. Till next time, take care.